Merry Christmas. That's right. It's Mike and Kim Burge. Thank you so much. You're right. It is time now for the good stuff. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas, Kim, and to all of our listeners out there across the 7-state region. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, whether you're buying, selling, or auctioning off real estate, it's Shippey Realty. And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter.
You want to talk about something that you need to have arriving once a week? Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. Local, national, international livestock industry news. They have it. Livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. They have classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. And don't forget, makes a great gift if you're just all thumbs today and haven't finished that chopping.
Something from the mind of Baxter Black. And what's Christmas to a cow?
This will be quite entertaining, and I think it'll be some good stuff.
I know that you've probably asked yourself, what's Christmas to a cow? You've not? Well, maybe just perchance, I've got you thinking now. When we march out on Christmas morn like nothing's going on, has Yuletide struck the night before and disappeared by dawn? Were plastic sleeves a-hanging up around the cabin shed? Did visions of molasses blocks cavort inside her head? And did she lay awake all night, tensed up, anticipating, or in excitement, milk her bed by accident while waiting? Do cows pretend to be just cows, devoid of all intrigues, but really lead a secret life like women's bowling legs? Did we just miss the mistletoe, and did all the clues elude us? Does she believe in Santa Claus or just Santa Gertrudis? And if we looked, would we see sign of reindeer in the pen? Or we just convince ourselves that the goat got out again? And after we'd gone to bed, would they join in on a hymn and sing that little manger song they learned in Bethlehem? I guess that it doesn't matter much if cows believe or not. We'll fork her out a flake of hay and head back into trot to celebrate our Christmas Day and all that we espouse. But when we say our dinner grace, we'll thank him for the cows, for the livelihood they give us and life that we get to share. But do the cows have Christmas cheer? Who knows? But just beware, if you see chicken tracks among the straw and drying chips, you'd better check suspicious cows for eggnog on their lips. A little bit of Baxter Black for you today on Christmas Day.
Let's do a little Christmas morning coffee. Now, Christmas morning coffee, boys, is a special kind of brew. Old Cookie adds a touch of spice and the flavor comes right through. It's a warm and pleasant feeling on our only day of rest, and that welcome cup of coffee is about the very best. In the bunkhouse, someone's placed a tree, and the scent of fresh-cut pine and aroma of that coffee fill the room when they combine. Soon we'll have a cowboy service to remember he who came as a tiny babe in Bethlehem on the day that bears his name. Then we'll join with all the fellers to sing a carol or two and share a cup of kindness yet with that Christmas morning brew. It's called Christmas Morning Coffee.
I know. The other day I did some dad jokes for Christmas and people have flooded us. No, not really. They haven't. But people like these. They're short. You can use them around Christmas dinner today. What is Santa's favorite type of music? Rap. With a W, by the way.
Yeah.
Where do Santa's reindeer stop for coffee? Starbucks.
Oh, cute. Okay. Cute.
Why is Santa so jolly? Well, because he knows where all the toys are.
Very good. Very good.
A few things there for you to share today on Christmas Day from the good stuff.
And something I'd like to throw out there is I'd like to say happy birthday to my brother, Jody, who happened to be born on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And so he's always shared the day with baby Jesus. Seems like they've gotten along okay and made it all work out. So Merry Christmas, Jody, and happy birthday.
A wish for a very Merry Christmas from Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota. The holidays are a time to pause and reflect and pray and visit with friends and relatives. Open up your hearts, open up your home. That's a wish for a blessed Christmas season from Integrity Meats in Belfouche.
And Merry Christmas, everyone. And looking forward to 2025. It will be here before we know it. And all this is happening on The Good Stuff.